Welcome to The Inquiry from the BBC World Service. I'm Charmaine Cozier. Each week, one question, four expert witnesses, and an answer. This week we're asking, is the world ready for more climate migration?
There's no place in the world in which climate change has not had an imprint, is not impacting people.
Amali Tower is the founder and executive director of Climate Refugees, a global NGO focused on climate mobility.
But where you're seeing the impacts of climate change increasing displacement of people is in the most vulnerable, poverty-stricken areas in the world. But we would be remiss to not also recognize that in the US, in the UK, in the European Union, you are seeing people feel the ravages of climate change.
We've already had 1 year where the average global temperature has been above 1.5 degrees above the pre-industrial average. These are really quite extreme temperatures, and the consequences are already being felt.
Gaia Vince researches the time period since human activity began to impact the planet.
We can't stop the fact that people will move because they have no choice. What we can do is recognise that we are living in a post-climate change world that is much more dangerous, and that is a huge upheaval. Then we can build a coherent management plan, and it will mean agreements between different countries, bilateral, regional agreements.
Agreements could see more schemes to match climate displaced people with countries where life expectancy is high and birth rates are low.
So, for example, Canada has an ageing population and they need elderly care nurses and physiotherapists and so on. So they are training nurses in the Philippines, which is a very, very disaster-prone nation already, who will then come out as immigrants and new citizens in Canada.